This is a Rooster Teeth production.
Hey, what's up, all you Jessica Chode bots out there? Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation to let you know if you need it. You probably do. Thanks to DoorDash and HelloFresh for making this show possible. I'm your host, licking the most controllers and PSPs and shit, Michael Jones, alongside my co-host, Jordan Swears. Jordan, how are you?
That's a deep cut, man.
Is it a cut? Epic for the win. Oh, man.
That's what she did, right? She licked something?
Yeah. She did.
What, did you spill something? I looked over Nick's wiping on the floor.
Nick took a drink.
You guys didn't like my first intro.
I liked it. That's why I was logging eyes with you, because I started laughing and going, I wonder if he's going to say smexy again.
Nah, I couldn't do it again.
He called the listeners sexy motherfuckers.
Is that what it means?
And then, I think it does.
I literally said smexy, and you went, what does that mean? And then you just said it and then surprised yourself. Okay.
You were asking what it meant.
Right. And then you said, I don't know, but then you just said what it meant. And then I said, is that what it meant? And you went,
I just said what you said. You said smexy motherfuckers.
This is my favorite.
Oh, I thought you were saying smexy meant sexy motherfuckers.
No, but I think together.
Michael,
it's really cool when you can see both sides of the conversation and you go, I wonder where this is going.
Dude, see this.
Yeah.
Today we're reviewing the Whataburger Hat Screen Chili Burger and Chocolate Mint Shake.
But we ate that like 2 days ago.
No.
Yeah, well, according to some people. No. Not people in this room. It was today. Let me blast your nips right off.
Yep.
Make sure you're in a spot where you can pick them back up.
Yep.
Hopefully you're not facing a cliff.
I'm like Nick.
Nick's nips, gone.
Yep.
We are in the midst, right? Almost darn in the middle.
Smack dab.
Of the Face Jam road trip. Much talked about the Face Jam Voodoo Ranger road trip heading to St. Fort Collins, Colorado.
Fort Collins.
We're doing St. Street, Fort Collins, Colorado. They call it Doobie Town.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to deliver
the Face Jam van.
Well,
the Face Jam van.
In spirit.
The Face Jam van.
A piece.
Piece. The heart. And in fact, I've already done it when you're listening to this, because
it's true.
This
yes.
After.
It happened already.
We are doing a road trip, and we are filming some extra vodcasts along the way. Dude, shout out to Voodoo Ranger. They're just like, bro, awesome. And we're slurping them down right now.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we just planned to do this regular episode while we were doing it because it just worked out that way.
We are in a Hyatt in Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah, we are about 7.5 hours from where we started. Almost like exactly halfway.
Yeah, I would say around halfway then.
Still in Texas though.
Yeah, it's big and boring.
The first day of the drive
was brutal. Dude, today
the first day of the drive was like 5 hours and it was like it did not feel bad. Today was 2.5 and it was like running on a treadmill.
You guys were kind of getting angry at Texas.
Everything was flat
and I kept going, you kept going like, I can't believe it.
It
I
was
like,
but miserable.
Why you can't?
It was
why?
Just miserable.
How can the earth have the same geography for so long?
Dude, copy paste. Okay?
Well, that's what we were saying. We were saying like, if you live out here in the Midwest, then you definitely like, it makes sense why you think that the earth is flat.
Yeah.
So because
I see the horizon right there.
Yeah.
Today was a hell of a day. We started off, right. We left our hotel. We ate the Whataburger for breakfast because like we had to plan out our food. Then did like vodcast stuff all day, like for the road trip. Then ate the food for the road trip thing. Then got to our hotel. Like
we've almost been here.
I was gonna say, got to our hotel and now we're doing this. Today's been a day.
I think we had 20 minutes of downtime, if you call it downtime, before we started recording this episode.
Yeah.
It really was like, come in here and Nick was setting up and it's like, time to go. time we have to record.
This is the hump, though. This is the hump day where we get over this.
And I think doing the podcast is the hump as well, because then we have Night Store Sells finally.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, granted, we had Night Store Sells yesterday.
Yeah, we did, when Eric said,
let's do the podcast. And I said, I don't think so. And then you said, well, maybe when we're a little bit closer. And then an hour later, you were like, oh, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
We got to our hotel at like 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah. So, we got to the hotel and then
start to
and
the
then we went.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hashmar.
You taking a picture?
Okay. Hashmar.
All right. I looked over. I was like fucking little creepy spy guy over there taking pictures. This guy lost his mind.
The general sentiment about the podcast today, though, was like, could be a short one.
I kept saying, like, how would you feel about a 17-minute podcast? Don't worry if you're looking at the time going, it's an hour. We got the ads.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good.
We can make up the diff.
I don't know. And this is something that
we've... a weird energy, dude.
Yeah. This is something we've talked about on this road. We'll probably be talking about this road trip here and there. We'll try not to spoil anything, whatever. The thing that we've noticed today is that Nick, as the monkey, is becoming smarter, articulate.
I'm good with it. See, now normally it'd be like a, hey, you can't do that.
Yes.
Hey, tone it down.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like we've reached a stage where the monkey is evolving.
Yes.
You described it as he's reached adolescence.
He's starting to use, which is funny because I never thought he was a baby, but now I understand.
Yeah. Now he definitely was.
He's started doing like two word sentences.
Yeah.
And I feel like we should start to allow it because he's very expressive. He's very excited.
Yep.
You know what helped? You know what helped?
What's that?
The glasses you got him.
Oh, dude. I bought for this road trip in particular. I bought, they're like the stupid, like goof prop giant sunglasses.
Like if you're a clown at like a kid's birthday party, it's like the kind of sunglasses you would
put
on.
Or something you'd wear to like the New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, it's that.
And
yeah.
So
yes.
They're big, but like they fit around your head.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it'd be funny if the monkey wore them. But they're still way too small for the monkey head.
Yeah. Giant
and head. I bought them like a month ago, but we never tested them.
No.
We got like to the start of the trip and I went, oh, I brought the glasses. We got to the point where he put them on and they're still so small. You have to like squish his head, like the monkey head, and just have like the fat of the head hold the lenses, and he just looks like a fucking nerd.
He looks like he gets good grades.
We all thought he'd be like, well, this is cool sunglasses.
Yeah, we thought it'd be like, get him a leather jacket, look awesome.
Yeah.
Instead, he needs a lab coat and a beaker and go, yeah, Eureka.
Like he puts them on, and the head's still so big, the eyes are still coming out the side like fish. He looks like a fish.
Yeah.
But you're right. Maybe it like accelerated his monkey brain.
I think so.
Because it's also like he's finally, you know, usually he's kind of like, he's been bred in captivity.
Yeah.
But now he's out. He's exploring the world.
People are seeing him.
Let me tell you, people are seeing him. We are in bumfuck enough Texas where it's someone's like, you guys are weird. Whatever you're doing is weird.
If anyone sees a camera, they wander over and what is this?
Yeah.
But when people see Nick, they either like you can tell they're becoming irate and they might attack him, or they're like, this is the craziest thing I've seen in my life. Can I have a picture?
It makes the Fazoli's lady make way more sense.
Yes.
Yeah. No. He has taken pictures with people now that have just said, can I have a picture with that guy?
Yep.
Because he has a mascot.
I'm sure it'll be featured in the videos, but these two old ladies just really liked the look of the monkey and wanted pictures.
I
was like trying to figure it out, and I feel like it's the same connection between old people and minions.
Yes.
Yeah, you
like,
said that.
They see him as like a minion character. But, they're like, ooh, this is kind of kooky.
But here's the part that makes me go, is before they asked, we went to a place where there's tourists and stuff.
Yeah.
We're on a road trip. So we're stopping, doing, you know, it's like tourist attractions and stuff. And there were people there. And he got some looks as a monkey. And, you know, we have like a, we got like a camera crew and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're setting up. And I overheard someone talking to one of the camera guys. And she walks away. And I was like, what was going on? And he goes, she was asking if there was like, if this was a bachelor party. And we're like in the middle of nowhere on the side of the road. And it's just a guy with a, and I was like, what? Like, what do you, like, what?
What bachelor party would be?
And then
road
I also thought, like, wait, are you?
Man.
But my only assumption from that point was like, wait, are you implying you thought that the guy with the monkey mask is gonna get naked or like, I like I don't.
Is he the stripper?
Right. Like, I don't know what you wanted. And
is
so
he the bachelor.
So I was just like, oh, weird. Yep. I just thought like weird. Maybe she thought like something crazy is going on. Whatever.
Yep.
We do the whole thing there. We're leaving. We're in the car about to leave. And
Nick's in the car.
Again, we're all loaded up in the van. Somebody comes over, like one of the camera guys, and it's like, hey, they want to take pictures with you. And it's a couple people, including one of the same ladies. And I was like, yo, she's saucy. She's like, I want a picture with that young man in the mask.
Nick said,
we all just started going, do it.
Nick said that like one of the ladies, like when taking the picture, put her arm around his waist and said, ooh, you got a skinny waist. And I was like, dude, these ladies were thirsting for you.
Yeah, dude.
I think the best part of the picture taking was the pictures were being taken on a giant iPad.
by the woman's husband.
These were old people.
And he was like, I love it. Taking a picture of
Did Nick technically cuck that guy?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Nah, he loved it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he loved it.
So, totally.
Yeah. I think the other thing that has opened, and we talked about this a little bit, the other thing that's opened up Nick as the monkey is the Voodoo Ranger that we've been drinking.
Oh, it's definitely opened him up a little bit.
It's like a lifeblood for him.
I'll say this at this point so far, you and I have avoided driving. Yeah. First of all, I'm not allowed to.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so we have two rental vans. Yeah, we're in
they
one.
They put you on the other
I,
one.
Where I'm in one. We're in one. Sorry, the Face Jam van.
Yeah, we're Face Jam 1.
We don't need to talk about that.
Face Jam 1. Yeah. Okay, and the crew's in the other one.
No need to talk about it. Face Jam van.
Basically, we all have to give our licenses to. Legally.
You're cleared to drive, yeah.
Insurance purposes, you're allowed to drive. For some reason, all of you can drive the van we're in. I can drive the van I'm not in. So every time we stop and do a thing where it's like, oh, hey, we'll stop, we'll have some voodoos, I just keep going, well, I have to. Don't worry. I can't drive, so I'll carry this weight. It's my cross to bear. I'll drink the voodoo. Everyone stand back. Get behind me. Yep. I'll open it. And it's usually Jordan going, well, I guess I'll drive. And Nick going, ooh. or Jordan going, I'm having a drink. And Nick's like, I guess I'll drive.
Eric can drive too.
I mean, I can. He could.
He's just not volunteered yet.
Wow.
Kind of smartly.
Wow. Look, you guys don't understand. Yeah,
I'm
there's
getting,
a lot,
little
a lot
does
of,
he know, I'm going to get drunk tomorrow morning.
Okay, that's fine. There's a lot of business talk happening in the back that like you guys just, I wouldn't even bore you with. You don't understand it, but like we're making moves.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're making
numbers.
Moves the
there's rankings.
There's so many rankings. So many numbers.
This has been there's outrage. Such, this has been such a fun trip.
It's been so fun. But like today, of all things, the turn I saw was Nick, where I'm like, what is happening to him? And it settled in where I'm like, this is maybe a little more than midway, not the end, but like what, three quarters through the second day.
Yeah.
As in, started on Tuesday, nearing the end of the day, Wednesday.
Yeah.
This has been so much fun, but I instantly got concerned going, this is going till Saturday.
Yeah.
Like this is like, when is it going to tip to? I said to Eric coming here, I was like, bro, on Friday, someone's going to go, I'm just going to go, shut the fuck up. I will fucking kill. I will fucking kill you. Shut your mouth. It's going to be like, bro, this is so much fun to us getting back to Austin and then just leaving without saying anything. I'm not talking. Especially because we're recording this episode now.
Yep.
It's going to be like, I'll fucking kill you. Don't talk to me for 2 weeks. I don't know when it's going to happen. Hasn't happened yet.
No. It's been good so far.
I'll be curious to know what the incident was, and we should talk about it.
Yeah. When it does happen, we have to make sure that we can keep a level head afterwards and go, okay, remember this thing because we have talked about it on the show.
That or, which I honestly think is more likely, it's just going to be the crew.
Yes.
That, not liking us.
Yeah, I think,
I'll be honest, the crew is vague. It's true.
Yeah.
Drew.
He is a powder keg in human form.
Drew will hate. Why Drew hate? We don't know.
Why Drew hate?
Drew, basically, long short of it, Drew, he's running the deal, right? I mean, who's Drew? This is
He's in charge.
Mm-hmm. He's also the one who produced our Selena and Chef video.
Right. Yeah.
It was his kitchen.
Right. You may have seen Drew's kitchen when he comes in and goes, uh-oh, that's not cooked. That's true.
The black and white.
Also the guy who provided no soy sauce whatsoever. or many of the other ingredients. But dude, this has been so much fun.
It has been.
And then we ate Whataburger and I was like, whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. This feels like
honestly, the day with the Whataburger at the start was like meh. And then everything else was like, ooh.
Yeah. It really was. This feels like the prototype for like if we were to ever try to take the show on the road, like and do like live episodes of this in like small bursts. It's like, okay, are we gonna kill each other? It's like, well, we've already made 2 days. We can just do this.
Yeah.
The thing about
as long
this
as it's not longer than 2 days.
The thing about this too is, and as far as like I can guarantee you this is going to be like a different episode. People go, oh, that was weird. That was different. Is
they're all weird and different.
When we did, they are all weird and different.
This one's
different. I think this one will stand out in a sense that, you know, we did a bunch of face jam stuff for RTX. And I remember us saying like, wow, this is crazy. We're doing like two face jam things in a week. You know, it was like Wednesday and Friday or something. It was crazy.
Too much face.
This is 5 days in a row. Right. And so you're catching, this is the end of the second day. So this is like unprecedented.
Yes.
It's, we have not only what we've already done, but we are mentally like prepared and living what will happen.
This is like when,
so we were just like, this episode is going to be fucking weird.
Yep.
It's just, like when Goku does Kaioken times 10. Like I hope my body.
Yeah.
Can
we
take
just
it.
Turn red like Alex Jones.
We're going to get red and I hope my body can take it.
Yeah, dude. It's like, sorry, my hat assaulted you.
Yeah.
Also
fine.
Earlier he was like, you, I don't know. He's like, you dicked me or what? When you hit somebody in the dick.
Oh you, yeah.
He's like, you sack tap me. Cause I moved my arm and I was like, it was the back brim.
The tap, yeah.
Not even brim. It was the soft the back part of my hat. And he was like, oh, yeah, but you got me. And I was like, it was my hat.
He's wearing the monkey mask
but still. Okay.
What the fuck?
That's the principle.
Does that mean retribution?
Right. I'm just lucky I didn't get shoved into a fucking canyon.
Yeah, right.
Watch your sack.
watch your back. Watch your sack. Yabba dabba doo.
That's the secret word.
Did I wait long enough?
That was really good.
We were in the car on the way here, and at one point I just went, yabba dabba doo. And it got big laughs, and I immediately went, fuck, I should have saved that for the podcast. Now I'm mad.
It's
and
okay.
everyone said, yeah, you should have. Let me tell you, the second we started, the whole time I'm thinking, should I say yabba dabba doo yet? No, I should wait. And then I thought, it's been long enough. Let me say it.
Unleash the yabba dabba doo. Is our whistle wet? Let's see some facts.
Some facts. There's
there's other shit.
Yeah, there's something before the facts, yeah. Jordan, and it's a haiku.
It
from
is a haiku.
Hi-U.
We were waiting for like an hour before our food.
Past
that we
experience
eating.
With Whataburger, though.
Oh, that's true. We've been here before.
We've ate it. It's Texas. I've been there a lot.
Orange.
It's pretty good.
It's orange
and white. It's the thing.
They have the grimace. It's,
stupid
you know,
big drinks. Yeah. Very large. Mm-hmm. Nerds who live here like to play with the stupid number thing. And they go, it's a game. And I just don't get it.
Nope.
Haiku. I wrote this while we were waiting for our food.
So not a flyku.
Not a fly coup.
Okay.
I didn't have a lot of faith in myself today.
Okay. Hey, I understand.
Hey, okay.
Orange stripes shine bright. Beacon on a yellow hill. Flat as a pancake.
Oh. This is pretty good. I like that. That's a very good haiku, Jordan. I like that a lot. That's beautiful.
Kind of incorporated the fact that we're in Amarillo.
No, I got it. I won't clap, but I'll nod approvingly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. We're holding for the nod to end.
Yep.
It's over.
Yeah, you don't have to keep nodding. Relax. Stop nodding.
You stop?
Jesus. Okay, we get it. You liked it. Okay.
All right, this is out of control.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. I don't have to do anything because I know no one likes it. why don't you go ahead and laugh more, idiot? You dumb piece of shit.
Literally can't listen to the show.
Dude, let me tell you. Usually, even when we're together, it's for like, oh, we'll hang out for an hour, getting the food, whatever.
Right.
We get silly, get weird.
We're in a car for 8 hours.
We have been together, I mean, besides sleeping, since yesterday morning. Shit has come
and gone.
Been hammered and gone.
Dude, jokes have been running at the ground. Insane. Resurrected.
Moved
dead
on
again.
All over the place.
You remember yesterday when we were saying torqued?
Wait until you get to the torqued saga.
You're gonna
speak. I haven't let go of yet.
Bird Dick has some miles on it.
You are going to watch some Face Jam stuff, and you're going to say, you're going to go, they're saying torqued a lot. I'm going to start saying torqued. By the time you're saying torqued, we're way over.
Not only that, we have forgotten about it. We are confused as to why you're saying torqued.
Oh, man.
Also, people are going to go, where did that come from? Nowhere. There will be many things where I go, why did they keep saying that thing? Because it happened in the span of 14 hours, and they kept giggling about it, and they were in the car for 5 hours. And so then someone would wait about 6 minutes and then just long enough to say it, and people would laugh, and then you wait another
each
six
day,
or 7 minutes.
It's the microcosm of like the universe, the birth and the death of a joke.
Yeah, it's also usually it's just us, but like now we have like a walkie-talkie with the crew.
And there was a beautiful moment today.
We have rare opportunities for, you know, Face Jam in general, where we can attack other people. Yeah. And then we rarely are all four of us united at something unless it's a shitty restaurant.
Right.
But now it's other people. And it's either someone, Drew, like being upset and hating it, or another crew member like not getting it because they don't understand. I'll throw something out and then they'll just be like, oh, that's crazy. And I go, oh, never mind.
Yeah, don't worry about
I'll
that.
I'll say something absurd. Mm-hmm. Fucking like I said something to Drew this is like 16 hours, right? Where he's like, oh, we got to do da 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 da. Just being an asshole, I go, what do you mean? And he goes, well, and he starts explaining it to it. And I'm just staring at him and going, oh, wow. And he's like, well, say it. Fuck you. And he just like walks off. And then I'm just laughing for 30 seconds.
We were driving today and we're following Drew in the other van. And he radios to us, hey, it looks like one of your headlights is out. And we're like, oh, shit. Okay, we'll have to figure that out.
Have a whole conversation about
it. I was trying to troubleshoot. I was like, maybe it's one of the daylight runners.
I'm thinking like, fuck, like we're going to have to get that fixed.
We can't go that far with that. We can't go that many days.
3 minutes later.
Yeah.
3 minutes later, he just goes, oh, never mind. I think it's one of your blinker lights.
Yeah. You had your blinker on.
I mean, to be fair, he goes, I'm an idiot. It was the blinker.
We all laugh uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Next turn, we get half
a mile down the road, and Drew is pulling up to a stop sign, and he puts on his right blinker.
The second it comes up, I go, tell him his lights out. Tell him his lights out.
Nick grabs the radio and goes, there's something wrong with your light. And Drew just
like instantly
just goes back with,
and he goes, and we laugh for like 3 minutes straight. He goes, it's so fucking funny.
It's so good.
Is it so much funnier that like he's just like not even in the same car as us?
Yep.
And we're like, ah, there he is. The second that light turned on, I started laughing. Yep. Like, tell him his lights out. Oh, tell him his lights out. Get this motherfucker.
Yeah, shit. It was so funny. Fuck.
Oh, fuck, dude. I love it. It's like, this is like the Face Jam expanded universe.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
This has been awesome. I can't wait to see the turn.
Yeah.
I can't wait to look back on this and go, you idiot.
People are going to show up on Saturday and be like, man, the energy was weird. It felt like they hated
each
other.
These guys fucking hated each other.
It was weird that they all stood like back to back and never looked at each other.
Hey, can I get a picture with all of you? Absolutely not.
Which is weird because just today, Nick suggested we all pee towards each other.
Yeah, what is
that? He said, let's all get in the van, face each other, and urinate. And I thought that was very weird.
Nick is shaking his head, which I assume means yes.
We were out on the side of the road at one point, and I just kept going, like, doing something. And I go, fuck, I got to piss. And he goes, I can get one of the piss bags, which is a Ziploc bag I've designated as a piss bag. We haven't used yet. Mm-hmm. And he goes, we use one of the piss bags. And I looked at him and I went, yeah, or I could just piss on the ground. And he went, oh, that'll work too. And then he said something like, or we could, and I went, go back to the van, all face each other and piss? That's weird.
Yeah, why would you say that?
I feel like I finished your sentence and I don't understand why you were going to say that. And then I just kept telling everyone. I would walk up to everyone and go, hey, you're never going to believe what Nick just said.
Guess what?
Nick said we should all look at each other and piss in the van. I thought it was really weird. Why did he keep saying that?
Oh.
I also, at one point we had a cooler. We did an Instagram live thing from the Achievement Hunter account. And it was like, when we left yesterday, and that's when I came up with the piss bag. I started pulling shit out. I'm like, oh, we have piss bags. And so then after that, I decided to test the efficacy of the bag. And so we had a cooler with a bunch of ice that was already melting. And so I took the bag, I opened it, and I shoved it in, and I pulled it out, see if it would hold water. And it did. And I was like, boom, we got this ready in case we see a goldfish on the side of the road. We can throw it right in there. And Nick was like, man, we have to act fast. I'm like, dude, if someone throws one out and we see it, we're good to go. That was it. Whatever. We get to the fucking hotel last night, get in the hotel, everything. I think it was this morning.
It was this morning.
It was this morning. We're settling the bag, and it was like, Drew's like, yeah, let's go ahead and like dump the water from the cooler back. And I go, hey, save the fish bag. And he goes, what? And I go, I got a fish bag in there in case we find a fish on the side of the road. And he goes, no fucking way. And he picks it up and he looks at it. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And he goes, oh, I thought you said you found a fish. And I was like, what? No, in case we do. He's like, I thought you said you did find a fish. And he's like holding up this Ziploc bag
that's empty.
Looking into it, going, where's the fish? No way, you did?
It was incredible. So that's how the road trip's been so far.
So we ate Whataburger.
Yep.
My wrapper was yellow because it had cheese.
Yep. All right, let's get into these facts.
Whataburger facts, here we go.
Let's fire through these real quick.
Our previous Whataburger episode was released April 14th, 2020, where we ate the barbecue bacon burger, also known as the BBQBB, Michael ate 5, and Dr. Pepper Shake. It received an average score of 74. Adequate.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. It's a good barbecue burger.
All five of them.
Easy burger.
Whataburger is not better than In-N-Out. I don't know where that came from. It has to stop. Whoa.
That's the fact.
I don't even understand that. I wouldn't even compare the two.
I agree.
I don't think one's better than the other. I just think you shouldn't compare
them. No. I agree with you. So stop comparing them.
Who is?
I hear that from everyone.
Who's everyone? Name names.
You're pointing
this at Nick,
yes,
and he is acting incredulous.
Uh-huh. I hear this from everyone in Austin.
Okay, beyond this guy, who else?
Oh, it's everyone at work. It's everyone who grew up in Texas.
Yes, versus everyone who moved here from California.
Exactly.
I like to think that I have a little bit of a unbiased opinion.
Yeah, I agree. You being from the East Coast, you would,
I couldn't even comprehend it. One's a big old flat burger, and one's like a fucking pepper burger.
Yep.
Dude. In-N-Out and P. Terry's. Now those are fucking similar.
Those are the same place.
Those are like, man, they put a lot of shit on this burger.
Yep.
Like spices and shit. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Here's a message in a work Slack channel. 170 members. This morning's meeting inadvertently began an In-N-Out versus Whataburger debate. Oh. I vote we run an experiment for research. Who's game? And then it has 36 replies that I am not going to read.
Let me tell you a scenario. Let me tell you a scenario. Imagine a scenario where I was in that channel.
Mm-hmm.
And
let the debate begin. Michael has left the channel.
It's about right.
Yep.
What?
Yep. But I think the comparison has to stop.
Pizza Hut or DiGiorno?
Yeah.
What? What the fuck?
You want via 313 or a tombstone?
Weird.
Man, I want Red Baron.
Not weird. In 1950, Whataburger pioneered the quarter pounder burger, which is weird because the burger is the worst thing you can get at Whataburger. I might have written this fact before, but I stand by it. What else do you get?
The chicken is better.
It's fine.
The chicken tender barbecue sandwich.
I need you to understand what just happened.
Go ahead.
You read that fact, and he was furious. And then I said the chicken, and he went, oh, yeah.
What else is there? There's the burger and chicken.
The chicken's better than the burger.
Back it up. If you're mad, then the chicken satisfies you. What else did you think?
Oh, he thought that the burger was the best thing there, and then he heard the chicken.
He's going to list some other stuff.
But what I'm asking you, what else is there besides the burger and the chicken?
Breakfast, dessert, other shit.
He's talking more.
These were all sentences.
I know.
You see
what
happens?
Well, they were one word sentences because he would start. He got dessert.
Period.
Fries.
Period.
Everything.
Period.
The burger's good. I like their burgers, honestly.
I think the burgers are fine. I think the chicken is superior.
They're fine. I always get the burgers. I don't get the chicken.
Yeah, I think the chicken there is
my
very good.
My only go-to, like, of like, the big three, mm-hmm. for me in Texas, mm-hmm. is McDonald's, mm-hmm. Wendy's, and Whataburger. As far as burgers.
Right.
Of, like, there's a million of them, right? Like, Wendy's is my chicken joint. Mm-hmm. When I go to Wendy's, I would never get anything else.
No, I agree.
If I want chicken, I go to Wendy's. If I want Whataburger, and then again, it's like, do I want a McDonald's burger or a Whataburger burger? Because they're different. Chicken, I go to Wendy's. Now, however, though, I hate them now, and they can burn in hell.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I kid you not, haven't been there since.
I haven't either.
Whoa. The last time I've been there was since the-
was for the episode.
The big cheddar fucking piece of shit. Fucking fuck you, burger.
I think they called it the pub killer.
I mean, that's what I called it.
Yep.
Because, and I'll sit there and go, should I go to Wendy's? What the fuck is the point?
Exactly.
But I'll have you know, up to like yesterday, people go, hey, did you hear?
Yep.
They don't have it.
It's constant. So it has to be a slow thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. What happened? What happened to my pub burger? Hey, I heard they're getting rid of it.
Yep.
Also, Al Gore didn't win. Damn you, hanging chads.
Oh, man. I got bad news in about like three elections.
Yep. Oh, it's going to be rough. The thing that I would compare Whataburger to is more like Jack in the Box than I would In and Out. Where
yes, that is know, much, me, those like, are much more comparable as guess, far as their
but,
burgers.
But yeah. To be fair, Jack in the Box sucks compared to Whataburger. I don't know anything that I would compare to like Whataburger of equal caliber. I think Jack in the Box tries to be Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
Like fair. Jack in the Box sucks. Fuck you, you weird
it's also,
ice cream cone freak.
It's also still banned on this show.
It's banned as shit, and it can burn in hell. Yeah. Okay?
I guess we're stuck with Whataburger.
I mean, again, I love it.
Yeah,
Nick. I get people from Texas hating other people from Texas who love it because they're like, it's bad and you should feel bad because you were taught it.
Right.
And it's you don't like, think that. It's not your own brain.
It's like Australians who hate weird. Vegemite.
Right.
They have a legitimate steak.
I have no problem telling people I like it because I came in, I ate it, and I went, oh, I like that. And that's it. Same thing. My mother, she loves it. She, can we get Whataburger? And I go,
really?
don't look at me. And then I get her Whataburger. Hey, what's up? DoorDash ad time. We're doing DoorDash. This is still the super cool podcast, Face Jam. Ever heard of it? We're doing it now. And you hungry? Get DoorDash. Jordan, do you want food? Use DoorDash.
This past year has taught us to savor every moment together.
Especially these moments. I'll tell you that.
Spend less time prepping food. We're at a hotel, so we can't. And cooking. Again, can't. We're at a hotel. And more time with the people you love, like your best friends at Face Jam.
You know what would help in this situation
What's
where
that?
We're in a hotel?
What?
DoorDash.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's why I said that, and I was saying it, and you were making faces at me. And I
You
think
were talking like Nick. No, not I was complete talking sentences.
Like, no, I was talking like someone who knows what he's talking about, and you looked hungry, and you too looked like
Maybe
you had sunken in
yeah,
eyes.
My eyes were like,
and you were
the
like,
shadows were growing.
And you were like, do I need blood? Am I a bat? And I went, no, you're just hungry. You need food. With DoorDash, you know what I mean? So it's like, get what you want to eat right now and right to your door with DoorDash, along with the restaurants you love. You can now get groceries and other essential items delivered with DoorDash. Get drinks, get snacks, get other household items in under 1 hour. You craving late night ice cream or craving late night ice cream? Okay. Forget that one.
Honestly, the second read, more impressive.
Or maybe you just need to stock up for the week with DoorDash. Get everything in just one app with over 300,000 partners, which is so many. You can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, and Cheesecake Factory. Ordering is easy and your items will be left safely outside your door when you choose contactless delivery drop-off. It's safe, right? You don't got to worry about like being close to people, but also you don't have to talk to people, right? So it's also that if you don't want to be perceived, this is perfect, right? Your food's there, the person's gone, you collect the food, no perception. You just have it.
That guy, the
gonna hear this.
Who?
Who?
What are you talking about? The driver drops it off, doesn't even know what happens.
For a limited time, You can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and use the code FaceJam2021.
Not 2020.
Eric wants to get away from that last bit as quickly as possible, so he started reading this. That's 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code FaceJam2021.
Don't forget... that code, hang on, it's FaceJam2021 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash, subject to change. Terms apply. Gotta apply those terms. It is what it is. DoorDash, suck it down. Talking that fresh lifestyle, mm-hmm. boom, you got HelloFresh right to your door, fresh ingredients. You know what I mean? Like, you just, you get it, you eat it, you're good, it's healthy, it's affordable, it's convenient. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety, which is why Eric never gets to have it.
No,
I always see him rooting around in the trash going, where is it?
I
ate it, dude. I see you out there.
My favorite thing is like eating all my HelloFresh and then taking the trash out and watching Eric root around in the trash, being like looking for it. I was like, he's not going
to find
it.
Well, what I like to do
he's
is
not gonna find it at
I
all.
Put other trash inside the containers so he thinks it's still full. Like, and he goes, opens it up.
You
and
see
it's
him open? He like lifts it up. He's like, got it.
Yeah. And then it's just a bunch of old Christmas ornaments.
Yeah. He's like, drat, not again.
And then he's just out there.
Hey, joke's on you. I'm eating those.
Yeah, no, I see you. He's out there just chomping on them.
Yeah,
it's weird,
but that ain't HelloFresh.
It's not. It ain't fresh. It ain't good. Okay? Look, fall is for family time. Recipes like meatloaf a la mom and one pot broccoli mac and cheese make weeknight meals go off without a hitch and without Eric. With options like quick and easy meals, low prep, one pan, and 10 to 15 minute meals, that's time cut down spending on cooking and cleanup that you can give back to your family or yourself. Not this guy.
I like cooking as a way to spend time with my family.
Right.
Making fun dishes with, mm-hmm. with the missus, you know?
Oh, damn it. Very good line. Very good.
Good bonding time there.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like it would be really cool.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, one day.
No, it is.
Don't worry about it. You can look through the window, as I know you do. See you.
I pretend not to notice just to like throw him a bone, but it's very obvious.
I see him looking with the binoculars, but then when he goes to sleep, I go out there and I like to put like grease on them. So then the next time he uses them, he's got little circles.
Is that why that
eyes.
Keeps happening?
And he goes, hey, I hear him screaming, who did this?
Yeah. And it's weird. I don't know why I use the binoculars. You're only like 5 or 6 feet away when I'm like looking through the window.
You tell me. We don't know, okay? But we do know HelloFresh, delicious, convenient, affordable. Are you a human? Probably. Do you like and require food? I bet you do.
Are you like the Trix rabbit?
What's stopping you from using HelloFresh? Literally nothing.
So you can go to HelloFresh.com/FaceJam14 and use code FaceJam14. We're up to, get this.
How many?
14 free meals, including free shipping.
Oh.
That is HelloFresh.com/FaceJam14. Code FaceJam14 for
14.
Oh, dude.
Free meals. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
I need it. I want it. I got it. I eat it. You can customize your Whataburger order nearly 40,000 ways.
Why say it that way?
40,000 ways. So many ways. Terrible navigation app. Hardly any of them good, but all of them incredibly salty and probably wrong. This guy doesn't like Whataburger.
It's a fine place where everyone goes, if you go there one time and you order something and you go, I didn't really like that. Everyone who likes it goes, well, you ordered the wrong thing. I don't know what to tell you. I ordered Whataburger.
There's 40,000 ways you could do it wrong.
Here's what I've done.
Here's the problem.
Still looking for the good ones.
Here's my biggest problem. Look, you can go to Whataburger and say you hate it, which you do, which at the In-N-Out thing of him going, it's not better than In-N-Out, I took that as In-N-Out's better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But according to him,
Yes.
But then he said, stop comparing them. And I thought, okay, maybe this is an attack on Whataburger. And then I read all the other facts.
And then every other fact.
I hate you. Die.
Right. But look, to your point, but he's not saying In-N-Out's better.
It's also,
he is saying Whataburger's bad.
Yeah. Also to my point, that's, I don't give a fuck. He doesn't eat it. Doesn't bother me at all.
Yep.
I like it. What pisses me off, and I'm with you here, is people defending their food, going, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Eat it. I don't give a fuck where you eat.
Like, just go, oh, you don't like it? Cool.
Oh, cool.
Whatever.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of people mad in the comments.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yep.
Because someone has to be right and someone has to be wrong.
Every time you eat Whataburger, I get paid. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm Mike Whataburger.
Plenty of people that like fucking eating garbage, like Arby's, and getting their dicks melted.
Yeah.
Okay?
And going to Fazoli's.
Dude, fucking, you know, live strong, melt on.
Yeah.
I don't know, what do you want me to tell you, dude?
Arby's, we have the dick melts.
You know, Arby's, don't like your dick? We'll take care of it. It's fine with me. People get too defensive about too many things.
It's okay for someone not to like the thing you like.
I just, who cares? Who gives a shit? You're not eating it. You're not eating it, and it's making me angry. Whataburger ketchup has a conspiracy around it, stating that the number on the bottom corresponds to a flavor profile. The company denies the rumors, but I, Eric, assume Nick confirms them and has favorite ketchup numbers, probably.
What's your favorite ketchup number?
16. I know.
He said 69.
That's what he whispered to that woman when she took a picture with him.
You got a skinny waist.
69. Let me just tell you, if you're in for Nick being a weirdo freak and condiments, the VODs are for you.
You are going to love these big time.
And those are the very hateful, biased facts by Eric. Normally, they're more factual. Those were very opinionated.
maybe somebody wrote these in the car today because it was the time.
I don't understand how that makes them opinionated.
Yeah. No, it's because you
They'd be less opinionated if they were from yesterday.
Threw these in the car yesterday.
I feel like maybe somebody wrote them right after eating Whataburger.
I think what happened is someone wrote them right after Drew said, do whatever.
Yeah.
And he flew off the handle and wrote these facts. He's grimacing now. He's turned into the Whataburger mascot, which is ironic.
Are you a taste bud or are you a milkshake?
Hey, what are we doing? Figure it out. You got it.
Wait, come back.
I've gone too far.
Yep.
What have you done? Damn. And now we're spitting silly.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got any sills left to spit?
Yeah, dude. Always. Yep. I don't even think anymore, do we? Because the second we say that, they just start spewing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? we're in our
like
second
a big spring.
We're in our second of four hotels.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I'll be honest, the first one. Crazy nights for what this trip is of like most of
what
the drive.
I was expecting.
Most of the drive is like, look, there's a shed.
Yeah,
yeah.
The first one was like a real hotel, and it was very nice. And we were like, wow, this is so nice. And Eric went, yeah. And it only gets worse.
Don't get used to it.
This one is also nice.
I am floored by how
nice
this
one. It's like 95% as nice as the last
you can
one.
Tell this one is built for people who go to hotels a lot because they have places, very specific features for people who like don't like to unpack too much.
Mm-hmm.
So like Nick is sitting on like this little shelf that's just for your bag to go.
Yeah.
So you don't have to unpack. And then they have like extra space on the sink in the bathroom for you to put all of your like shit that your toiletries that you bring that never fit on the sink.
Yep.
I was just
very smart.
I was just expecting, honestly, motels.
Yes.
The entire way.
Side of the road.
Maybe slightly above that.
Side of the road, brown
sheet.
Open
the door, here's your room. And
there's a bug in here.
Two hotels in a row. It's like nice hotel, nice rooms, little like we're in like a living room space right now.
And we all have our own rooms.
That's been a really
shocking.
Yep.
Shocking.
Drew's getting in trouble, but...
Yeah, definitely he's getting in trouble.
This is why we still like him.
Yep.
Yeah.
He does took the hit, so
he goes to bat for us,
He goes to bat so, like, a bird can do whatever it wants with my dick.
Yeah.
No one else has
Make sure we edit out all these compliments, though. Okay. He can't know that we actually like him.
It's fine. He doesn't listen to this.
I gotta go to the bathroom, and I go, can you take care of this? And I hear... And, like, all of a sudden, it's up.
Just, something's lifting it.
Just wish someone else I know could make that noise. It's fucked up.
I can't do it.
God, I wish I could do that.
We found out that when we were at the bar, we found out that Drew and Michael don't follow each other on Twitter.
That's not true.
Except that we found out later that
it was an arbitrary conversation, yes. And I brought it up, and he went, I don't think we follow each other. And I went, oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
And so then that night I went to go follow him and realized I do follow him, and he doesn't follow me, yep. And I couldn't have been happier.
Yeah. Of all the ways for that to play out.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Michael.
So then,
like,
I sat on it.
Yeah, because he's like, I could send a text, but I feel like that's going to be read the wrong way. So I have to tell him in person.
Right. He needs to see the facial expression. He needs to see the song and dance involved, the nuances of it.
Yes.
And so it was like smack dab in the middle of the day.
Yep.
We're in the middle of shooting. And I go, oh, hey, by the way, following that conversation last night, I do follow you, but you don't follow me. Interesting. And it was just kind of like,
he had no way in or out, or there was nothing.
He has 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump into the press stuff, because for the getting the food,
hey,
there's some stuff we need to
jump,
talk about.
Jump, don't walk.
Yep.
Okay, I'm jumping, not walking.
Yep.
Hatch Green Chili
Guys,
Burger.
He follows me, by the way.
Yeah.
I just checked.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I just checked.
We got him.
I just checked.
Hey, sweetie,
I thought it'd be really funny. Yup. He probably amended that as I walked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. He went, oh, fuck, follow me, and then muted me.
Are you going to unfollow him now?
No, I'm going to text him right now. Thanks for the follow.
Always nice to meet a fan.
Fucking awesome.
All right. Hatch Green Chili Burger. What do you get when you combine the smoky heat of Hatch Green Chilies and crispy bacon with two fresh 100% beef patties? The new Hatch Green Chili Bacon Burger. The burger has everything Whataburger fans love. Double meat, double cheese, and crispy bacon, plus the smooth roasted heat of Hatch Green Chilies.
Man, he's into it.
Yep.
But let me just tell you this. Make sure you bite the right part.
Because all those ingredients, they're not in every bite.
Yep. If you take a bite from, and you'll be able to see what we're talking about when we post pictures from this episode, because we have the picture
that weird mushroom shaped hamburger.
So,
that's Nick.
So Jordan's driving. Nick's in the passenger seat. Eric and I are in the back. Mm-hmm. We're eating the burgers. I look up and just go, "What the fuck?" And mm-hmm. I see Nick holding the burger, and there's bites. Just like there's two very distinct bites, nowhere near each other,
haphazard.
And I just go, "Bro," I said something like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? You're eating your food like a 2-year-old. Why are you biting two different spots? And he made the mistake of saying, well, I took the first bite and it didn't have any. I don't even know exactly what he said, but it was like,
it didn't have all the ingredients.
It didn't have all the stuff. Yeah. It didn't have anything. And then that was it. The next 4 hours, we're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, there was no stuff there. And so then I'm watching Jordan open his burger and I'm going, hey, make sure you look
make
where
sure
you bite first.
Make sure you're getting the
stuff.
You
don't want to bite into the nothing. You might just get bun and burger and cheese. And he's like, it didn't have the bacon. And I'm pointing it out. And he's like, no, there wasn't it. And then Nick opens and goes, oh, there's the bacon.
Oh, it was right there.
I guess it was there. Yeah. It's just like an idea of a man going, I don't have the time to bite and then continue on this path. Like, you're not going to eat the whole thing anyway, right? Like the amount of food is the amount of food. The amount of food is the amount of food. No matter how and when you eat it, you will eat it. Him biting, going, nah, this is, nope, I chose wrong. Let me turn around, try another side. There it is.
Since we're on the
topic.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
Since we're on the...
You took a picture from the back seat of his burger bites.
It's so good. It's so good.
Since we're on the topic of Nick eating the burger, we've talked about in the past how he has no self-control and will just eat everything.
Yes,
he was adamant about not eating the whole thing
this
time. And he was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. He ate about half of it, and then he like rolled it back up in the packaging and like set it aside. And he's like, there, now I can't do it. And then
I forgot about
it.
He made me to go, watch this.
Yeah.
And put it back in.
And it was like, you could still grab it.
To which I said, and now are you going to chop your hands off?
Yeah.
No,
he's like,
no,
he's like, no, I'm going to sit on them. I'm going to sit on them until they go numb. And then immediately we're like, so that you, someone else can feed them to you when you pick it up.
The stranger. Sitting on his hands until they go numb, and he goes, "Oh, someone's feeding me. I don't know who it is.
Who's?
Oh,
feeding
me? I have no choice. Some stranger is putting food in my mouth. I guess I have to eat it." We've been together for so long. So many things have happened, and I forgot.
That was this morning.
We were just giggling for 40 minutes, going, "Oh, who's feeding me? I have no choice. I don't want to eat it, but I have to.
I don't want to be rude.
I'm gonna sit on my hand. Oh, stop! Please stop.
I don't want to eat it. You don't have to go towards these legs.
Oh, fuck, dude.
This rules,
dude. All
right, here's the chocolate mint shake.
Yes.
Which I don't know why I'm reading. We didn't eat it. The new Whataburger chocolate mint shake is the perfect combination of the classic chocolate flavor that customers have grown to love from us. With the addition of mint.
Wow.
What a description. Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe we did everything except until it hits that comma.
Yeah right there at the
that comma should maybe be a period.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You guys are tripping.
Michael was convinced the chocolate shakes we had was a mint chocolate shake.
Let's get to the press material.
Hit the press and let's fucking bury this.
Whoa. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Take me to the dog park. I'm ready to dig.
Oh. Roasted Hatch chilies are a fall favorite that bring a different kind of spice to our Hatch Green Chili Bacon Burger and now Whataburger Hatch Green Chili Chicken Sandwiches. Why didn't we get one of those?
I don't know.
Said Rich Scheffler. I've heard of this guy before. He's the Whataburger Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer. The flavor combination with the smoky bacon and cheeses creates unique offerings that make these limited time offers must taste experiences. I don't know about taste, but they definitely smelled.
Yeah. But ignoring Eric's, getting the food.
I just read
And we're back at the IHOP that gets robbed a lot.
Eric,
dude, I was looking at it smiling, not looking at him, and I heard under his breath him go, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, I'm about to get it.
Oh, shit.
That was a Whataburger.
Guys, what's that behind you?
Edit.
Holy shit. Damn, bro.
Oh, my God.
Right. Well, getting the food.
I feel like we've been over that.
We got it at 10 a.m. Yeah. We,
There was a bump in the road.
It was a pretty humorous bump.
Drew said it was 10 in the morning when we were eating this burger.
And I'll say we were at the hotel.
Yeah.
This is where my vast knowledge comes in handy.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the hotel. We were planning on eating this Whataburger thing in general. Yeah. And we were trying to figure out along the trip. And you had the good idea of going like, I think if we just do it first thing in the morning, mm-hmm. eat it, do the whole day. And then, he's hopping.
Is he going to feed you hamburger?
Oh, he starts feeding you. and then we can do it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that way we can get it done. And you were like, I think they have like a breakfast thing, whatever. And I was like, hang on, mm-hmm. Whataburger, 24-hour burgers.
Yep.
Trust me, they've saved me in a pinch. So we can still go eat the burger if nobody gives a shit. And so we were like, oh, cool. Jordan comes out. We said that. And he's like, yeah, okay. He's
I
like,
mean, my thing was, you were, I had the same kind of idea. I was thinking lunch, not breakfast.
Yep. You were like, we can do it. Sure. it's a plan. Uh-huh. We'll do it.
So we found a Whataburger right down the street from our hotel when we left. We pulled in and to the drive-thru, and then Drew and the crew pulled into the Drew crew pulled in right behind us, and we ordered the Hatch chili burger combo, and she said, "What drinks?" And we said, Jordan said, "Mint chocolate shake."
Yeah. And she said, "For all of them?"
And she laughed at us. It was 10 in the morning.
Sure, it's 10 a.m.
Yeah, she went, you just heard over the thing. And then that was it. And then she came back and she went, you want chocolate shakes. Yep. Okay.
Four of them.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
All of them. Yes.
Yep. And they were larges. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did not ask for a size.
Nope. Did not ask for a size.
It was implied.
So,
gotcha.
So we rolled up and we are waiting. There's a car in front of us and another car in front of them. And Drew over the walkie-talkie, he's like, hey, see if they will let them know that we'll pay. Let them know the van behind you is going to pay. Yes. And we just went, okay.
My immediate reaction was, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because
your reaction was, I'm not doing that. You walked in and went, yeah, sure.
Yep.
And we were like, yeah, you know, you have the thing where sometimes people at like a you window, pay, yeah, you they go forward, to pay yep. and they say, you know what?
I'll get there.
I'll pay for the guy behind me.
But this was Drew going,
tell the person I'm not paying. Ask the guy behind me to pay.
Yep.
That's paying it backwards.
Right.
So
that's called stealing the food and leaving.
So here's the reason that I thought.
I knew maybe they could do it because the lady
walked out of like her little vestibule kiosk thing and walked out to the car that was in front of us.
And took a payment.
Yes. And we went, oh, maybe they'll actually do it. Maybe she'll walk out and go, hey, they said you were paying. We pull up to the front.
And then maybe Drew's plan was like, go, haha, no way.
I think Drew's plan was to pay. Yeah. And so we pull up and she's like, oh, it's 40, whatever. And Jordan goes, hey, yeah, so the van behind us said they're going to pay. And the woman went, no.
She looked at them and went, no.
And then, said it twice, and slowly.
Then, yeah.
And then shut the window.
And just closed the window and then turned 90 degrees back to her computer.
And then like, started just doing other that, stuff.
Just like we weren't there. And Jordan, then,
there was
Jordan,
no food prep involved in what nothing, she was doing.
Jordan picks up the walkie-talkie and goes, yeah, we tried. They're not doing it.
Yep. I told Drew, you're in trouble.
And then Drew replied, I assume thinking we were joking, was like, oh, you fail. You didn't do it. And you're like, give me the microphone. And then, or give me the walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
And then, Eric, you get on it. And you're like, no. Jordan said the people behind us are going to pay. She said, no. Close the window. And now I don't know if we're getting our food. And like a full minute went by.
At least. And she opened the window and it was like the first part never happened.
Yeah. Right. It was like,
she again was just like $40.
She just went, I'm going to let you try that one more time.
I immediately just handed her the card.
And he went, here you go. And we left.
No.
Close window.
So we got.
I'll be honest. I couldn't believe he did it.
I was very proud.
That lady come out and take a payment, I wouldn't.
One, knowing Jordan in general. Two, Drew going, you should do this.
Yeah,
I was suspicious of that.
And him going,
yep.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So we were.
And then he did it. Yeah, believe it.
So then we paid for ours. We didn't pay for Drew's. I don't care.
Paid severely.
And they gave us our bags and our drinks. And then we all took a drink of our shakes and went,
no mint in this.
These are chocolate, mm-hmm. not chocolate mint.
They're very chocolatey.
They were the most chocolatey shakes I think I've ever had.
It was the best mint chocolate shake I'd ever had because mint chocolate sucks.
Michael is still convinced that maybe there was some mint in there somewhere.
Also, to be fair, again, I kept going, wait. Oh, no, it's just
no.
I would go. Oh, dude, there's definitely mint in mine. Yep. And then I get Nick going, really? Let me try it again. And I just look at you and shake my head.
It was so funny.
And Nick was like, is it in there? Rooting around, and I'm going, bro, there's mint.
Yeah.
No, that was chocolate. Yep. Never mind.
Like a truffle pig.
I confused what chocolate was with mint.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is very chocolatey.
Yeah, I thought this was very minty. It's very chocolatey is what I meant to say.
So we ate it on the road at 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it tasted like.
Well, why would you admit it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Failure.
Yep. Let's get into rating it.
I will strip you of your credentials.
Yep. Let's get into rating it. What do you think?
Go ahead. Jordan? What did you think that you can't remember?
Well, my first bite was actually jam packed with ingredients.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
I remember you screaming, "It's all here!"
Yeah, it's all here, and it's spicy.
It was a little bit spicy.
Yeah, it was like a smoky spice though, like you get with the Hatch green chili, which was our man.
Like Denny's in 1993.
Yep.
But yeah, it was all there. Wasn't too flavorful besides that. It was mostly just the Hatch green chilies and then some of the bacon texture.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm amazed at what you're saying.
Whoa.
You're talking about all the things
you're
you don't
doing
remember.
Something silly. I'm just doing this.
It looks really silly.
Put your fucking shoes on.
Eric also took his
shoes
off.
But I can't see his
feet. It's true, minor.
I just see this guy flailing his fucking socks. I don't give a fuck. This is the fucking business center right now, you sick fuck.
Oh, that's right. This is
your room is now the business center. Put your shoes on.
24/7 business center.
I'm sorry.
Okay. damn, full sentence and everything.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Smokey. You loved it, Smokey. You loved it.
That was about it. I ate about half of it.
Oh, you mean it was like water? It was a Whataburger burger with bacon on it and a jalapeno.
Yep.
Exactly. That's all it was.
That's
don't,
about right.
I don't find their burgers particularly tasty.
Everything.
Yep.
Like I don't,
I don't know that you can rate it a 1 million though. Is that allowed?
Oh man, judges. No. I think this time I'm just gonna have to like average it out and go with a 65.
Okay,
bro, you have lost your own narrative. Let me tell you, this guy, Jordan,
it's all about
in
the food.
Episode one would have rated it a 4.
Yep.
Okay. Now he's going, I don't remember what it tasted like. There was no mint. 65.
At this point,
it's so generous.
I forgot about the shake.
No shit. You forgot what the food tasted like.
I'll let you change your score.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro, once you move the piece, if you let go, you're done.
I don't feel like it was. You didn't give a score. I don't feel like. I feel
you
like.
Didn't he give a score.
No, you didn't give a score. I feel like he can change his right now.
I feel like I want to just choke you, but to be fair, I keep threatening to kill you.
Yeah, that's right. It's happening
I keep
a
saying,
lot.
You're gonna
it's,
die.
That's de- it's
you're
definitely
gonna,
on
you're
film.
Die.
It's definitely on film. And I know you watch. I know you listen to like a lot of Dateline, so you know the ins and outs of how you're getting caught.
I know so much.
How much touch if DNA it, is
if,
on
if,
you?
If anything that pissed me off in the strip is me excitedly talking about whenever I describe what I listen to, it's like, yeah, I'm in. And people getting their heads ripped off, and Eric goes, I can't do it. And I was like, I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
I have been listening to hundreds of hours without exaggeration.
Yep.
And he's going, I can't do it. And I'm just going, I will chop you up and bury you.
But I've learned about touch DNA, so I'm safe.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
But
so what do you think?
If I'm getting a second
do
chance,
right
do it.
Michael is right. I have to stay true to my values.
Uh-huh.
It is about the food.
60.
64 and a half. No, I'm going to bump it down. I'm going to bump it down to a 53.
It's called knocking it down.
53.
Bump it
is that,
up.
Is it high? Down. Is it higher or lower? Is if that number goes like, is that better or
yeah,
worse?
Yeah, is that a better ranking? Like say,
worse.
Say you're on like a platform.
Well, you're giving
your
it,
ranking
well,
like
you're
money.
Giving it a right. rating, not a ranking.
That's true.
Right.
Okay.
Rating it's
right.
lower, a ranking true. Is better.
Right. Right. Okay.
You want
okay,
it to be
good.
Ranked
this makes
low,
sense. If you were,
rated high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're ranked.
No, you want to be ranked high, but high
ranked
isn't low.
Ranked low?
Uh-huh.
Get out
dude,
of town.
Dude,
yeah.
What's
even
I heard,
the point? You better curl up into a ball and cry in a coffee shop if you're ranked low, dude. Because that's just like.
I heard part two.
Get out of town.
Is the ratings.
Well, that part
whoa.
Two
is. Part two
get,
is the ratings?
Part two
oh,
is
no.
you shit on your hands and then a stranger cuts your dick off.
Whoa.
The true stranger.
Whoa.
Stranger danger.
Yeah. Oh man. All right. What do you rate it?
That was a wild one that Nick just said.
Yeah,
he
like
told
that.
Me to say
it's
it.
Fucking
it
crazy. He whispered it in your fucking ears.
He
nuts.
Didn't whisper. He mimed it. He kept making scissor motions and whispering bird. So here's the thing. It's Whataburger burger with bacon. I think jalapeno and then. I think an extra slice of cheese, right?
I think
yes,
I think there was another.
I think
it was
the regular
cheese.
Like American
yeah.
or cheddar, or whatever. I think it's American. Is their normal? And then like a white cheese, like a Monterey
yeah.
Jack, was it?
It was
or
something like that.
I,
yeah.
I completely blacked out and didn't give a shit when we were reading.
I read it and I don't remember.
Right, you don't give a shit. And it was like, oh, so they added another piece of cheese and a jalapeno. That's it. I like Whataburger. The chocolate mint shake. No mint at all. But here's the positive. Mint sucks. So I loved it. You took a sip and you looked at me and you said, this is going to be the best mint shake you've ever had. Yeah. And I looked at you and I said, it's just chocolate. And then you went, and then you kind of, you made like a Grinch smile. Like you smiled, but then it curled inwards. And I was like, whoa. And then he turned into Christian Slater, which was very weird. So... Jordan's negative is my positive.
Oh, nice.
I'm
like
gonna
that.
Give Whataburger big thumbs up from Mikey. Chocolate shake, good. Not so good when you're on the no food diet that I'm on
yes.
at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It was good though. I'm gonna say 75.
Okay.
Good.
64 average score.
64.
Yep.
Pretty fair. I don't think it could have been higher than the BBQ BB.
No, it wasn't as good.
No.
It was not as good.
I agree.
Fair. We are just
I will not
once
eat
again
this four more times.
No. Here's God, the thing about the rest of the episode. We don't have a snack for Snack Attack, and also I don't want to keep eating. Please
yeah,
don't.
Also, we've been going for an hour.
Well, I'm
so.
Glad you don't want to keep eating because we don't have food.
Yeah.
So I feel like you didn't even need to say that part.
No.
You said we don't have a snack, and also I don't want to eat.
I don't want to eat.
But we don't have anything to eat.
Yeah, so and I don't want to eat.
It Nick was irrelevant.
He wants another drink.
He keeps pointing at Voodoo Ranger.
Yeah.
I mean,
fuck. Ah. Just wait. Just wait till we're ending it and then speak.
Yeah.
And he...
It's true. Segment, Snack Attack, totally blank.
Yeah, totally blank. Yeah.
Dude, segment, check out all the fucking cool VODs that aren't out yet, certainly, but will be coming soon.
Yes, yeah.
From
we're doing
this very trip.
We did do an impromptu Snack Attack in the Face Jam van, Face Jam 1, on Achievement Hunter's Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So
we were
check that out.
Yeah,
that's what you're calling it? You're calling that a Snack Attack?
No, I'm just saying we did one.
Right.
In the van. So that is...
Are you saying one that we haven't done yet?
Yeah, we did
it. No, I'm just saying watch it if you really want to see a Snack Attack.
What I'm asking you.
Uh-huh. What are you asking me?
Are you talking about a thing that's already happened?
Yes.
Or you're saying...
And we did it on a live stream.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying you're calling that piece of crap a Snack Attack? That's
I'm
what I'm
calling
asking.
It something
no,
you
no,
can
the
go
one
watch.
No, part of it.
You're talking about the piss bag video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Where
you're
you
besmirching right. the name of Snack Attack.
No, no, that's just,
I'm not
it's just
calling
because
it a
you guys
attack.
You
I'm
guys
saying eat... it's a thing where Snack Attack happened in the middle
yeah.
of it. Not a whole it wasn't
yeah,
a whole ass
you guys
Snack
eat the
Attack.
Chips.
I'm just saying let me clarify. What Jordan is saying, go watch the piss bag Instagram.
Yes.
Right?
And in there we will eat a snack.
Yes.
But I wouldn't call it a Snack Attack live stream.
I didn't call it that.
I don't think that's what he said.
I didn't imply it. I didn't call it that.
Definitely. I don't know if you called it, but you implied it.
No, I'm with you. I don't think you implied it.
I don't give a fuck who you're with. You're going to be dead before the end of the trip.
See, that's what I'm saying. And now we have recorded this in here, too. Now we have the audio. Now I'm safe.
Michael,
I don't understand how that makes you safe. That makes you dead and me guilty. That doesn't make you safe.
I'm safe.
Michael keeps telling me to rub my hands all over you so my touch DNA is on
just
you
keep
instead.
Whispering, touch him.
Keep touching Eric. Get your touch DNA on him.
Oh, man. Well, we'll be back into the studio really
trying
soon.
To be framed.
You can send us snacks if you want to. Send them the Face Jam care of Eric Bedore, 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723. You can follow us at Face Jam Pod on Instagram and on Twitter. You'll have all of our information, what's coming out, when, and all that stuff. That's what we're working on. Face Jam Secret Menu is out now if you want to watch that. On Rooster Teeth, on YouTube, go check it out. We're on the road trip. The van is good. Everything is working and everyone's happy.
Yeah, we are, but we're not when you listen to this.
Right.
It's over.
Yeah.
And we're done.
No, and we're done.
Eric is dead.
Yeah. No, I'm alive. You can go to store.roosterteeth.com.
That's a bird.
Gone, but nice. Not forgiven.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Man, we've been talking about Eric being hypothetically dead a lot. We already have his epitaph.
It's just funny.
Gone, but not forgiven. Oh, my God.
He won't be the one to end you, but he's still coming up with things to say.
Yep, I like it. So you go to store.roosterteeth.com for all your Face Jam needs. 100% eat ass stickers and shirts on sale now. Also, the tarot card shirt that I'm wearing right now.
Are very cool.
Because it feels good.
Well, your stomach has nothing to do with the shirt. Stop touching and
yummy,
pinching
yummy.
Yourself.
He's just trying to get his touch DNA on.
I'm trying to prove that I killed myself. Oh, no, he
we
did
don't
it.
Know anything except he kept touching himself. A lot. Yeah,
he's
but,
safe.
But we could tell his hands were numb.
He kept touching himself, but he didn't know it.
We got to end this thing. It's never going to end.
End it.
Rate and subscribe and tell a friend about the show where we eat food and rate the food.
That was a whole ass hour.
Yep.
We were like,
I didn't think we would make it.
15 minute episode. Oh, fuck.
Goodbye.
Let's fucking drink.
Yeah.